This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.
For 7 decades, a trip to Abilene has offered visitors a chance to see the Dwight D. Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum. In the last 5 years, though, changes have taken place at the museum's 22-acre complex. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner explores new exhibits that provide a different perspective on the Eisenhowers.
Although the Dwight D. Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum attracts more than 200,000 visitors each year, many were born long after Eisenhower's lifetime and may not always understand his prominence in the world, starting with his time in the Army during World War II.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Most Kansans are at least somewhat aware of the Eisenhower story, but the new exhibits showcase the strong partnership he and his wife Mamie formed and how they helped influence American culture.
The women of our country swept Dwight D. Eisenhower into office 4 years ago. They will probably decide the election this time. And they like Ike. And here's somebody else they like, too. Ike's beloved Mamie, whose smile and modesty and easy natural charm make her the ideal First Lady. Let's keep our First Lady in the White House.
There were Mamie bangs, Mamie pinks, Ike's golf, and his passion for painting.
This exhibit that we're standing in now is our By the Numbers exhibit.
That's William Snyder, curator at the museum.
And as you may know, President Eisenhower was a hobby painter, something he didn't take up till just a couple years before he was elected president. Probably, maybe, at the urging of his good friend Winston Churchill, who was also a hobby painter.
He says President Eisenhower collected paintings, many of them paint by numbers from friends.
Chief of the Secret Service, Attorney General Nelson Rockefeller, both advisor and undersecretary for health, education, and welfare. George Humphrey, that's McKay, that's the Secretary of the Interior. This is Fred Waring, the sort of big band leader. Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians were one of Ike and Mamie's favorite groups. They performed at the White House several times.
It was a time after the war when America's economy was booming, and Americans had extra cash to spend and more time on their hands. Thus, paint-by-number kits and a president on the golf course. The new exhibits also reference an Eisenhower scandal at the White House.
So you'll see the large photograph behind you, color photograph of what the Eisenhowers used as the master bedroom in the White House. They caused a bit of a scandal because Ike and Mamie not only slept in the same room, but in the same bed together. And when Mamie saw all the raised eyebrows in D.C., she's like, we have spent so much of our married life sleeping apart that we're going to sleep together, and I basically don't care what anybody else thinks, you know, so.
The Eisenhower administration oversaw many monumental changes. The interstate highway system, NASA, and civil rights all became part of the American experience. As decades have passed since the Eisenhowers were in the White House, their popularity has risen as more and more classified information has become unsealed and released to the public.
And don't forget Mamie. She shows up in the exhibits a lot more than she did in the old exhibits, so we're thrilled that we could bring his partner along a little bit more fully this time. When Ike left office, because he was a fairly humble person, I mean, he was proud of his achievements. He was certainly aware of his own faults. He'd be the first to admit it. But I think he was really rather upset that some of the historians who do that sort of thing, you know, study the presidency and sort of rank presidents and things like that, he was usually, at the time, maybe in the mid to low 20s in terms of a ranking. Now, in terms of the more recent rankings, Ike is generally now in the top 5. So we've got Washington, Lincoln, and both Roosevelts and Eisenhower.
Not bad for the 34th president from the nation's 34th state. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
In the still of the night.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the refurbished Eisenhower Museum at kmuw.org.